Can you talk a little bit about your approach to first-line therapy of metastatic disease?
Well, my approach, obviously, is first of all to favor clinical trials. I'm a strong believer in clinical trials. That's the only way we're going to move the field forward. Most of the clinical trials that are being conducted now are clinical trials that are looking at the addition of a novel targeted agent to standard chemotherapy. So patients are going to either receive the standard treatment or treatment of chemotherapy combined with a novel agent. So there's no loss to the patient, and these are important clinical trials, and we need the data. If for some reason it's not a clinical trial setting, if a clinical trial is not available, then my regimen of choice is combination carboplatin and gemcitabine. I use carboplatin at an AUC of 5 and gemcitabine at 1,000 per meter squared days 1 and 8 every 3 weeks. I believe it's among the most effective and best tolerated treatment regimens available for patients in the first line non-small cell lung cancer setting. Now, of course, if a patient meets all of the qualification criteria for use of bevacizumab, then I use bevacizumab combined with carboplatin paclitaxel or carboplatin taxotere. I've not yet used it in combination with carboplatin and Gemzar, and the reason for that is I'm awaiting the safety data that says that the thrombocytopenia that some patients experience with carboplatin and Gemzar-based regimens does not exacerbate the bleeding risks of bevacizumab. Theoretically, there should be no increased risk of pulmonary hemorrhaging or CNS hemorrhaging, but I do not want to do that until I see the data. A clinical trial has been completed in Europe of cisplatin gemcitabine with or without bevacizumab. I understand that a data safety monitoring committee that reviewed the first 200 or 300 patients did not see an increased risk of bleeding complications, so that trial was able to complete accrual to its target goal of about 900 patients. Accrual has been completed. We should be able to see data maybe within a year or so. But until that data becomes publicly available, personally, I've been reluctant to add bevacizumab to any Gemzar or carboplatin-based regimen that does not include a taxane.